From NPR News, this is Day to Day. At the International AIDS Conference this week in Toronto, the number one topic, new ways to prevent the spread of HIV. And one of those experts are debating is promoting circumcision in sub-Saharan Africa. That's where rates of HIV are highest. The evidence isn't all in yet, but NPR's Richard Knox reports the debate about circumcision is well underway.
Hints that male circumcision, or the lack of it, may have something to do with the spread of HIV have been accumulating for years. Some think it helps explain why East Africa, with low rates of circumcision, has an explosive AIDS epidemic, while West Africa, where circumcision is common, has a less ferocious problem. Last year, results came from a South African study that assigned men to be circumcised or not. The circumcised men were 60% less likely to get HIV. Researchers are trying to replicate those results in Kenya and Uganda. Dr. Helene Gale is co-chair of the Toronto meeting. Like a lot of public health people, she thinks the pending studies are likely to clinch the case for circumcision.
If these trials confirm the earlier results, the world has to act. 60% reduction of HIV risk is something that we have to take seriously.
Scientists are presenting dozens of studies on circumcision in Toronto. Some indicate that many African men are eager to get circumcised. Dr. Emmanuel Odaloren is a Baltimore-based public health expert. He says men lined up in Lusaka, Zambia, when a pilot project there offered free circumcisions.
At the end of the program, we had lots of clients who were on the waiting list who could not undergo the procedure because we just didn't have enough operating time and we didn't have enough staff to cater for all those who showed up.
Researchers in Swaziland, with the world's highest HIV rates, had the same experience. They say men there already view circumcision as a kind of surgical vaccine.
So you can imagine what will happen when everybody gets to know that when you undergo circumcision, you get a 60% reduction of getting HIV infection.
Stuart Rennie, an ethicist at the University of North Carolina, is among those who think enthusiasm for circumcision is premature, although he understands it.
Within the public health community, there's a growing consensus that this is a good thing against the background of the urgency of the epidemic, the lack of a vaccine, and the lack of a cure, and that it would be, frankly, unethical not to use it.
But there's pushback from social scientists like him. They say public health people aren't taking many sensitive issues into account. Rennie says sometimes feelings run strong.
There's a little bit of a feeling of neocolonialism. We know what's best for you, and your traditional practices are not helping the epidemic and need to be reformed.
Some argue the cost of circumcisions will steal resources from other priorities and that the well-off will get safe circumcisions while others get unhygienic operations at the hands of opportunists. The greatest worry is that men who get circumcised will think they're safe and don't need to use condoms anymore.
The people who, like myself, are urging a certain amount of caution aren't necessarily against the implementation of it. We're just against the hasty implementation before seeing all the possible impacts this intervention could have.
Meanwhile, many call for investing more in tried-and-true methods, such as condoms. The United Nations Population Fund says men in sub-Saharan Africa have access, on average, to just 10 condoms per year. Richard Knox, NPR News.